This is Chuy Garcia. You're listening to The Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM. Yeah, 1240 AM WSBC. Welcome. It's Saturday night, but we're live at Goldie's as always on Thursdays. We tape on Thursday nights at Goldie Burgers in Forest Park. Never had a bad one. Shout out to Una Casey, our bartender tonight. Thank you, Una, for all your service. Mike Sullivan, thank you.
All right, Mike.
I'm here tonight. I'm joined with Mike Houlihan.
Who, hi, everybody.
Many of my listeners may know as my dad. Yeah. Brother Bill is ill this week. He's got a fever of 103.
He had one. He's okay now, I think.
We had a sad show last week. We were here for post-funeral of our pal Johnny McShane. And,
turned out to be a pretty good show, though. Well, I listened to it.
Yeah, so we're still reeling from the news, and the community is still a bit shook up. And then, boy, and that was my first week of work at the new job, and I that was the first news I got. My first day of work there, I heard that Johnny was gone, and put a different perspective on things. And then I went back to work the following Monday, and I found out that our very dear friend Clay O'Brien, who's a contributor to the show, many of our listeners may know him as
Improv Boy,
yeah. Some of our characters that he does on the show. He lost his father, Larry, who was
a good friend of ours.
A great friend, and,
West Side character.
Yeah, a second father of sorts to me. I was at their house all the time growing up.
What do you mean a second father? Well, what am I? Chopped liver?
No.
Jeez. But he's a good guy, though.
Yeah, we're going to miss old Larry, and I don't know. It was a rough wake to go to. But, he went out, and I couldn't ask for a better way to go out.
Yeah. In his bathrobe.
Yeah, he was fighting. He was about to go through a second round of
chemo.
Yeah. And Clay had told me that Larry had only recently broke the news to him that he had been ill, probably in the last like 5 months. That was the kind of guy Larry was. He was pretty quick.
Very private.
Yeah. And I had heard that he went on Sunday afternoon, and he went sitting at the kitchen table in his robe, having a cup of coffee and a cigarette, which is just about how everybody in town sort of remembered him.
Yeah.
So I think the good Lord did him a nice favor by doing a little tap out right there, because he was about to go through a pretty tough fight.
Pat, we went and got a mass card for him at my parish, St. Odilo's. And St. Odilo's is the national shrine to the poor souls of purgatory. Not a lot of people know that. But when you get the mass card, it's right on the front.
Yeah.
Purgatory.
Yeah.
And so I said, boy, I hope they don't think this is some kind of a message when we hand it to him.
Yeah,
we know where he's going.
Yeah, right.
You know what? In a situation like that, funerals, I was getting an argument with your mom on the way back from the funeral today, and Catherine O'Connell sang at the Mass, and she was terrific, and Kathleen Keene sang. And
sure.
She said, well, does she have to sing at every, does she sing at every Irish funeral? I said, just about.
Right.
She said, well, there's a woman with a lovely voice at St. Vincent's.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is she Irish? And she goes, I don't know. She's got seven children, and she's the organist. I said, sounds to me like her husband's the organist if she has seven children. And then Mom did not find that very funny.
Ba-dum-bum.
But I wanted to get that joke in.
You know what the nice thing about was when I went over to Larry's wake yesterday, pretty good disposition by everybody there. Everybody was laughing,
Which they weren't laughing when I was there.
Well, it was a testament to
it's 6 hours of that.
Yeah. Now we have a group on the show tonight who you met recently
met them in the Southside Irish Parade.
That's right. Yeah. And they were on the Chuy Garcia float, and they've been playing music for a number of years out here. And
Annam Cara.
That's right. They're called
Annam
Cara.
Did I pronounce it right, Jimmy?
Correct. That's right.
Okay.
That's
right. And Annam Cara consists of Hugh Dennehy, Jim Clunan, and Frank Holdman. Gentlemen, thank you for doing the show tonight. And
welcome to the Hooli's Hooli.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you.
So what else is going on with you?
Well, I got to get a plug in. Bob Flood's cousin is running for park board in Arlington Heights, Brian Byrne.
Yeah.
Please vote for him on April 7th. So I had to get that in. Jimmy Lynch has a new play opening April 10th at the WIP Theater.
Yep.
Jimmy is a terrific writer and also an assistant state's attorney. And the name of the play is The Cheek. Yeah. And he wrote it for Vera Kelly, an actress. It's all about a family in Turmacady County, Mayo. So check that out. April 10th, it starts at the WIP Theater.
Jim's a hell of a writer. He had a play a couple years ago. What was it called? CCX? And that was a cop show.
That was great.
That was very, very well done. Very well done.
And he had another one, The Tallest Man, which is an Irish play.
Yeah, he's also worked as a consultant on Law and Order.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So some people don't know that.
He'll be coming on the Skinny and Hooley show probably like April 8th, something like that.
Yeah.
Also, I want to plug, you know, the Art Institute has this great Irish exhibit. It's called Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design. We had Jimmy Deanahan on our show last week. And it covers all the great art of Ireland from 1690 to 1840. Like, look at that beautiful harp.
Yep.
Artifacts and household items. And it's just incredible. And it's going to be there for June till June 7th. And that's it. It's only playing Chicago, and that's it. So I encourage everybody, get down to the Art Institute and check out the Art Institute's Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. I'm looking forward to going.
Now we're in the thick of March Madness, which is going on. There's a couple of games going on tonight in the bar area. One of the fondest memories that I have of Larry O'Brien was when we were playing grammar school basketball as kids. Now this would probably be from...
You guys had a good basketball
team. Oh, we were real good. Yeah, real good. And this would probably be frowned upon today, but he had a Chrysler New Yorker, a maroon Chrysler New Yorker, and he would hotbox it. He would drive all the kids to the games, and he would just sit there and chug cigarettes on the way down to the game.
Oh, with all the kids in the
car. Yeah, I mean, like, most parents would probably not, they would frown on that now. Hey, you're going to give my kid a ride? Yeah, you mind if I smoke a pack of Marlboros on the way down in front of the kids with the windows up? But one of the things he used to play before the games to hype us up.
Oh, yeah.
Was he would crank the Hoosiers theme, which is by Jerry Goldsmith. And in honor of Larry, before we have Anam Cara on tonight, I thought that I would play that theme for our listening audience. So if you're thinking about Larry, pop yourself a cigarette and roll the windows down and turn this up real loud. So here's the Hoosiers theme from Jerry Goldsmith.
Well, you guys love that movie. It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Gene Hackman and Dennis Hopper.
Sean Tulin was the Jimmy Chitwood of the St. Louis Bearcats the year I played.
Yeah.
You know, give me the ball.
Jimmy Chitwood.
I'll make it.
And Mike Hartman was the three-point shooter. He was incredible, as I recall.
Yeah.
We used to play. Remember, we'd go play St. Lucie's, which is an all-black team on the west side of Chicago.
Yeah, St. Catherine, St.
Lucie.
And
they thought, look, we're going to cream these white Irish guys. And
no.
Mike Heitman would hit threes from everywhere. Yeah, they'd be going bananas. They were so mad.
Throwing stuff on the floor. And
just cream them with the three-pointers.
You know, and you hate to say, but I think that's why the team resonated with the film Hoosiers so much, was because we were
underdogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess we can, let's get to our first guest, you know, our guests here tonight. They have some tunes they're going to play for us. Before we start doing that, gentlemen, why don't you introduce yourselves? We got the squeeze box here. Is that the proper
Jim
term,
Clonin
Jim?
On the squeeze
box.
We
refer to it as the squeeze box. That's what the Irish call it.
It's Robert Daltrey would call it.
Right. It was also referred to as an Irish button accordion when I was growing up. My father played it, Pat Clonin. He's from the west coast of Ireland, Connemara. In fact, that's where the name came from.
Sure.
He always told us, he said to me and Hughie and Frank, music's good for the soul. So that's Gaelic for soul, friends. So when we were thinking of a name, we thought it was kind of cool. So
it is cool.
So you're first generation.
Correct.
God bless you.
My mom's.
And did your dad hand off that instrument to
Pretty
you?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I was working in a boiler room downtown at a paper mill, and I was working the afternoons and a night shift. And when I got my work done, I had some time to kill, and I started goofing around with it.
It's beautiful, too.
It's a French accordion. This one's French made. It's a Sauterelle.
That's pretty.
Interesting squeeze. Makes a lot of noise. That's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Now with you is Hugh Dennehy. Hugh,
hey
how
guys.
Are you?
Very good. I'm a Southsider. I'm first generation as well. My dad's from Kerry.
No kidding. Oh, right. He's a Kerry man. The kingdom.
The kingdom. The kingdom. And then my mother's from Visitation. She passed away sometime, but she's the youngest of 11. The Gavin's 55th in Peoria area.
Sure. Yeah. You're also a Carmel guy.
I'm a Carmel guy. Graduate
We're
of 85.
Carmel guys too.
Class 85. So, Hugh, thanks. You're also a firefighter.
Yes, I am.
I was inquiring about the show. You're working at the academy now.
Yeah. Good gig. It doesn't get any better than that. We're teaching the candidates. We got a good crew down there. Great guys working with them.
That's important.
Got a great hobby playing the guitar. This guy got me going, Jimmy, a few years back. And I owe it all to him when we're having a good time.
Now, to Jim, to your right, is Frank Holdman. Hi, Frank. Very well.
Get up on the mic.
Get up
Frank,
on that mic for us.
I just want to say about Frank. He's a hidden gem. He works with me at the Water Rack. He's one of the best guitar players around. This guy. He's been playing since he was 12.
Look at that beautiful banjo he's got.
It's not a banjo.
Oh, it's not a
banjo.
It's
actually called a dobro.
A dobro.
Oh, it's got a metallic plate on it, giving it a unique sound. So I think it gives our group a certain unique sound.
Frank's got a nice country rock. We have a kind of a rock band going on too. We do some country rock and we do old classic rock.
Oh, so you have a Irish trad group and a rock band?
Yeah, we do. We have Brown Eyed Girl, Leonard Skinner, all the middle-aged fat guy blues band type stuff.
Why were you looking at me when you said that?
Actually, yes, we're thinking of changing the name. If we keep eating, we're going to name ourselves the middle-aged fat guy blues band.
How did you guys meet? Did you guys know each other pre-music? Or?
I knew Huey when he was a kid. I was playing at backyard parties, goofing around, and he would sing a song for me in the background. And our kids graduated high school at the same time, and we started playing again. And Frank's a laborer. He works with me at the Water Rec, and I asked him. He said, "Hey, Jimmy, I hear you play music." And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "So do I. What do you play, Frank? You know, I play the guitar." I go, "No kidding."
Well, do you guys know Mike Morley?
We do know Mike. Okay. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So Mike Frank's been
lives
playing
right over here.
He does. Yeah. Anyways, Frank came into the band and gave us a nice little extra edge there. Myself and Huey, and we've been playing and doing the Irish gigs and having fun. You know.
All right, great. Are you guys ready to do a number for us?
Yeah, we'll do a set of reels for you. They're kind of synonymous with the west coast of Ireland. They're from the Connemara area where my father's from.
So this is I don't want to butcher it. Annam.
Annam Cara.
So this is Annam Cara for our listening audience. This is 12:40 a.m. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We'll be right back. Adam Kara, everybody. This is the Hooli's Hooli. This is 1240 AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
And we're back, 1240 AM, WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli. It's Thursday
night. The Hooli's Hooli, and you got the big Hooli here tonight.
Yep, my brother Bill is sick, in case my listening audience was yearning for him. He's got 103 fever and can't make it out tonight. So
I told him that hot coffee enema would clear it up, but he didn't want to take my advice.
We're live at Goldie's, and I'm here with Anam Kara, Jim Cloonan, Hugh Dennehy, and Frank Holdman. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the program tonight.
All Southsiders.
All Southsiders. They came all the way out to the West Side tonight to play for us.
You know, there's an old saying, you guys, that the Southsiders think they're the toughest. The West Siders think they're the smartest. And the North Side Irish think they're British.
We could keep it that
They're
way.
Definitely different.
Sorry, North Siders. Just kidding. Yeah.
Now, do you guys have any upcoming gigs? You guys just got through St. Patrick's Day, which is tis the season for booking gigs like you guys, I presume.
Yeah, we were excited about, we were talking about it earlier, we played for the Catholic Charities Fund, we played at Fitzgerald's.
Yeah,
and we were excited to play there because... as we said earlier, Huey and Frank, that the Stones snuck in there once and play. We played on the same stage, and we're in the back room.
You played there as well.
Right. So.
See, now I've been going to Fitzgerald's for years, and I've never heard that, but that's interesting. I know Coco Taylor's played there.
I saw Otis Clay there.
Yeah, saw Otis Clay. Yeah, a lot of
We also saw Patty's father-in-law a couple of times play there, Cliff Jackson.
I did, yeah. My power pop group from the 80s called Off-Broadway was the name of the group.
Oh, yeah.
Patty is married to his daughter, the lovely Haley.
Fitzgerald's is a great spot.
It is, yeah.
Our friends of the show, the Dooley Brothers, play there every St. Patrick's
Day.
Yeah,
they do, yeah. They play here at St. Patrick's Day as well.
That's right. Yeah. What did you guys do for St. Patrick's Day?
We played a party after the Chewy float. Where Lanigan's is over on the southwest side.
Oh, sure,
side.
On 111th Street.
Yeah, they have the sessions there on Sunday. You know, my father plays in there a lot. So,
does he really? Yeah. What's your dad's name?
Patty Cloonan. Oh, he's Patty one of the best Cloonan. Box players around.
No kidding.
Yeah, we go in there and have fun with him and a lot of his friends from Ireland. They're still playing. Many of them are in their 80s. One of the guys, he's in his 90s.
16 musicians in there. It's kind of nice. You get a nice mixture of
you get a great
the old and the young, and you're learning from the old guys and just passing it down.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, we had one of those guys.
Teresa Shine we've had on the show.
Yep.
Who else?
We had a Southsider who teaches at Rice who was
Now his name, I'm drawing a blank.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bagpipes player.
No, he does not play the bagpipes.
Max. He plays the Yulin pipes.
That's right.
Max, I can't remember his last name. Great guy, though.
We'll figure it out.
The cobwebs clear.
Yeah.
Right. We did a Tommy Moore gig. They have one there every year for the all people from the parish that grew
up
there.
Oh, in the summer?
For the St. Patrick's Day party we play there. That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I bet. Yeah.
And it's a lot of the Irish musicians.
It's a shame that parish... It's not the same.
The pastor of my parish right now, Tony Brankin, was the pastor at Tommy Moore for a long time.
Well, his artwork is still up there when we play. Sure, they bring his artwork out and they put it up on the stage behind us. Very nice.
Yeah,
nice
he's a sculptor and a painter. And
he's also a very good mandolin player, for those that don't know.
I didn't know that.
He builds his own mandolins
he's
and guitars.
Incredible. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about doing another number for us tonight?
Do another number for you, but I don't know if you guys are Notre Dame fans, but we have a good friend that we're playing at him and his wife's 30th wedding anniversary, the Murphys. He's also a coach, a wrestling coach at St. Rita.
Yeah.
But his two kids, actually three kids, went to Notre Dame, so we played at tailgate parties there, and that's a lot of fun.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, that's
know,
a lot.
Do you know the old saying is, how do you know somebody went to Notre Dame?
Well,
they'll tell you all about it.
I'll tell you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, you're right.
No, good. Jump all over it. Because that's some.
Did they just win? I'm looking at the TV.
Irish just beat them, 81-70.
Well, that's pretty exciting for the Irish. Good for them. All right, cool. Let's do another number.
You guys feel like doing another set of reels, or you want to sing a song, or set
of a song if you want
to
do it.
Let me just say, how often do you get back to Connemara? Do you go back?
You know, I used to go when I was a kid. You know, every year, and then
beautiful.
It is very nice. They spoke a lot of Gaelic when I was back there. My grandmother was.
Gilt knocked, is that what that is? Yeah.
Yeah, she was born in 1900. My grandmother and passed away in 1999. But
wow,
good for her.
Yeah, a lot of. Atlantic Ocean in her backyard, the turf, you know, all the.
Yeah.
Everybody spoke Gaelic, too. It was like, for me, it was like being in Russia, you know.
Do you speak any?
I spoke the swear words, like every other Yank, you know, when we go to Mexico, you know. The furnace. The first thing we learned is the swear words, right?
Yeah. And your response would be Tommy Gama. I had a really good trip with my dad in the fall. We got to go back for the All Ireland.
Yeah.
Kingdom Kerry were in it.
Kingdom of Kerry.
They won the minors and the seniors. It was a great trip. Trip to remember for sure.
I went to, with my dad here
we
a couple
went,
years ago. We went and we shot a movie there called Our Irish Cousins, which was all about discovering your heritage, and it's pretty cool. I'm yearning to go back. I want to go to Galway. I'd like to see the Galway races someday.
Oh, great!
We have a friend who lives in Hedford, County Galway.
Yeah,
they've got the Spanish,
Mike Monahan,
right?
The Spanish Arch.
Spanish Arch is there.
Yeah,
and a lot of. Well, they look like us, you and I, the dark Irish.
You know what was weird about going back to Ireland is while we were there, you're walking through the streets and you see guys who look exactly like guys
you.
That
isn't
like went to high school.
Yo,
like,
it's unbelievable.
You know, I'm like, hey, there's Cleo Bray. You
know? It's funny.
Holy cow.
I said the same thing, and a friend of mine goes to Scotland. He goes to Glasgow, loaded with Irish Catholics. He said the exact same thing. He goes, Jimmy, I seen your twin walking down the street in Glasgow.
There's doppelgangers all over the place.
That applies to the Irish and the Scottish.
Yeah, that's what I was amused by when I got there. I was like, oh, man, I feel like I know everybody, but I don't.
Yeah.
How often does your dad get back, Jimmy?
You know what? He's 83 now. Okay. So the last time he went back with me was probably we went in the early 2000s, four or five. But
Una is from County Tyrone.
Oh, okay.
She's from Very Tyrone. Good. Yeah.
Up Tyrone.
Yeah. All right, Una.
I didn't know there were people here from Tyrone. They're all from Mayo and Galway and Kerry. You know?
No. We got good Northerners here.
Don't hold it against them.
All right. Let's do another number.
Okay, is that a reels?
Whatever you're thinking.
Okay.
This is the Hoolies. Hoolies, 1240 AM, WSBC. We'll be right back.
that.
All right. Cara.
Panem.
Coolies, Hooli, 1240 AM, WSBC.
Anam Cara. That's right. You know,
filling in with me tonight is Mike Houlihan.
Proud to
dad.
Be here, folks.
Brother Bill is sick, and thanks for doing it. I don't know who else.
It's my pleasure.
You like doing this stuff, though. You have your own show, and
for the audience, if you aren't aware of it, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 4 on WCEV 1450 on your dial, mm-hmm. or Sunday nights from 8 to 9, right after the Gaelic Park show. So same show, just yep. rebroadcast. But I want to remind everybody, if you get the Irish American News, there's a great article on the Hooli's Hooli on yep. page 50. This one, Jerry, was it Jerry Fitzpatrick who came
Yeah,
in
Jerry
here?
Fitz was just here.
He had delivered the paper. But it's an opportunity to tune in and hear the younger version, and that makes me feel young listening to it. Yeah. so we have two versions of the Hooli, the Hooli's Hooli and Skinny and Hooli show
yep.
on your dial.
Hooli overload.
No, it's called branding, my friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? And so who do I have on the show tonight? Oh, this afternoon and tomorrow on the show is the Ancient Order of Hibernians Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a big event at the Irish American Heritage Center on April 10th, Friday, April 10th, for ovarian cancer awareness. And she was telling me all about how they use dogs to sniff out the disease. I thought that was funny, but I guess I shouldn't have been
I'm
laughing.
I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Well, you got to tune in to the Skinny and Hooli show
to find
Sunday
out
night
more.
To find out between
All right.
8 and 9.
All right. This is the Hooli's Hooli. It's 1240 a.m. WSBC. It's Saturday night, Thursday night at Goldie's.
Thursday night at Goldie's, you can't have a bad time. Come on by 7 to 8 or maybe 7:30 to 8:30 or
yeah, the
maybe
way the,
8 to 9.
The way the sound check has been working lately, it's more like 7:30 for our people that want to come in and
but
watch us
do it. But
you can
relax and have a beer and have one of the greatest burgers in town, so you'll have a blast.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm week 2 into the new job.
Oh, yeah.
And
how's that going?
It's going pretty good. It's a change from bartending, waking up at 6 a.m. every morning. I was usually getting down around that time.
Yeah. It's better for your family, Pat.
It is better for my family, but I do have to admit that, I'm a salesman. I'm a broker. I sell merchant processing.
You're always going to a good BS artist.
Yeah, it's like I'm haggling credit card rates with merchants that want to open like a lot of e-commerce accounts. They call me up and they say, I need a virtual gateway so someone can buy something on my website. So I don't want to toot my own horn, but I did break the record for most sales in a week by a
wow.
new trainee. So
good for you.
It's like Glengarry, Glen Ross. They got the, put the number on the board and all that. And these guys were, I closed like 5 of them today. And the other guys in the office who've been there for a while, now, I'm an actor, so it's a lot of it is just shtick and kind of feel the guy out on the other end of the phone. And the stuff that I deal with is, I guess you would call it vice. So these guys are guys that are opening up e-cigarette stores online, dirty websites.
Really?
Yeah, lots of that stuff. You're aware that you're at high risk,
right? Mom's
listening
to this show.
Yeah, I know, I understand. But one of the things I found myself doing is that, I'll get a guy who calls in and he might be, like a Southerner or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, good morning. Hi, my name's Daryl. I'm looking to do a, like an e-commerce website thing, and I go, oh, hi, Daryl.
Sounds like our friend Cole.
Hi, Daryl, nice to meet you. Now, what I start doing is that I start to try to feel the guy out for his personality, but I found myself starting to do impressions of the guy on the other end. So it's like, he's Southern, I'm going to be Southern too, So I was like, yeah, well, the rate here is going to be a little different. Are you aware of that, Daryl? He's like, oh, man, you're one of the nicest
Daryl.
Guys I've talked to all day, I'll tell you what. And the other guys in the sales room are very amused at the fact that I could just sort of take on a persona whenever I want. And I've got to admit, I've been entertaining myself at work.
You know what I just remembered? when you guys were kids, every guy with a southern accent you would call Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryls. You called them Daryls.
We called them Daryls.
Because there was a guy when we rented that cottage in Wisconsin, the guy next door's name was Daryl. Do you remember he rented us the boat?
His name was Daryl Faff.
Daryl. Very good. Yeah.
I remember his name. I remember you crashed the pontoon boat that you rented from, and he was like, oh my God, man.
Deacon running down
the pier looking for you.
Daryl.
Sorry, Daryl, I didn't mean to have those 15 Miller lights before I decided to take your boat out on the lake.
I wasn't not much of a yachtsman.
But yeah, you're right. We did nickname hillbillies Daryls.
Daryls, yeah.
Sorry to any of my listeners who are Daryl. Your name's Daryl.
And I also...
I don't know a lot of Irish guys named Daryl, though.
I also remember going to the Taste of Melrose Park.
Yeah.
And every time we thought every time we saw a mob guy...
Give me a beef.
Give me a beef from the guys at Johnny's. Give me a beef.
That was the code name for like a guy who looked like he was in the outfit.
And the next thing you know, we were saying it every 2 seconds. Hey, give me a beef. Give me a beef. They're everywhere.
Yeah, for the people watching.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I would like to remind my listeners that I'm here with Jim Cloonan, Hugh Dennehy, and Frank Holdman of, hopefully I haven't butchered this for the 50th time tonight, but it's Anim Cara, correct?
That's it. Very good. Which means...
Soul friend.
In Gaelic.
That's cool.
Well, I got to tell you, gentlemen, I am digging the tunes. Let's talk a little bit about you guys met growing. Oh, you guys already. We already spoke about how you guys. How long have you been at the water reclamation, Jim?
I'm going 26 years.
Good for you. You know what? When I was a kid, I worked there. It was then called the sanitary
district.
Yeah, 100 East Erie. Mm-hmm. Still there, right?
That's the headquarters, yeah. Okay. Myself and Frank are up on the northwest side. We're at the Cary plant. Okay.
All right.
I worked for Jackie Sullivan. He was the chief engineer for the building. I was a janitor. And, boy, we had a lot of laughs because he and his – and Mike Casey was a guy from Ireland who was our –
just retired.
Did he really?
Yeah, Huey knows him. Yeah.
Mike Casey?
Yeah.
He's got to be 100. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Casey's a great guy.
Boy, did we have some laughs, you know. I'd come in, and I was 19 or 20 years old, and I'd be hungover, and they'd let me go hide somewhere, you know. And
is that where the when they told you
get
that
in the corner?
Is that when they told you that the Danishes were in the Kotex machine?
Actually, that was. I was working on a Saturday, and I was real hungover, and I was working with Mike Casey, and I had to clean out the ladies' washroom, and I walk in, and he's eating a sweet roll, and I said, "Hey, where'd you get the sweet roll?" And he goes, "The machine, Mike, the machine." And I look over on the wall, and there's a machine that just says 25 cents. That's all it said.
Boy, you were a bright kid.
I walk over, and I, put a quarter in, and out pops this sanitary napkin, and he's on the floor laughing, Mike Casey.
You went to Carmel, didn't you?
Yes,
you truly did go to Carmel.
I had never been in a ladies' bathroom before. I didn't know what was in there.
Yeah.
The mysteries of the women's washroom.
Oh,
but I had a great time working there. Some great people. They had their own cafeteria, I remember, on like the fourth floor.
There. Is it? Still there, yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh, how long have you been a Chicago firefighter?
18 years now. Yeah. Happy to say I'm 18 years. And
God bless you.
It's been a great ride so far. Met some good guys.
Yep.
I remember the first day I got the job and we walked in the place and they sat us down and we're all sitting there antsy and on our fingers and... Okay, gentlemen, I just want to let you know that you've just won the lotto. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know what?
To one of the greatest jobs in the world. So it is a great gig.
Yep.
There's no two ways about it.
All right. And Mike Sullivan has a cousin who's a well-known Chicago firefighter. He's an actor as well. Do you know, did you see Backdraft?
Of course.
All right.
A couple, three times. Yep. I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Three cousins that are firefighters for Mike Sullivan.
Yeah. Very good.
Mike, who's the cousin that's the actor that we all know from the movie? Kevin Casey. Do you know Kevin?
Yes, Kevin. I remember him, and he's a monster of a man, a big dude.
He was always up at the Irish Fest, the Milwaukee Fest up in... I remember. I met him up there years ago. I was playing.
He's a good actor, too. He always plays the scary guy.
Yeah.
You know?
But
if you meet him in real life, he's as sweet as can be. Gentle giant.
Got 100 kids, doesn't he? I thought somebody told me.
I don't know.
Anything over 5 is 100. So.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie.
1240 AM WSBC. With me tonight is my dad. Bill's not feeling good. And we're with Anim Cara. a couple of trio of Southsiders that are here tonight playing some traditional Irish tunes for us. I want to thank you guys, and let's do another one. What do you say?
Yeah, we're going to have Hugh sing a song. Real nice Irish tune. He does a good job at it.
We're going to sing a song called Spantle Hill.
Spantle Hill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, this is Annam Cara with Spantle Hill.
Old haunting tune.
Last night, as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, oh, me mind then bent on rambling, and to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and followed with the will, till next I came to anchor at the cross near Spantle Hill. Delighted with the novelty, enchanted with the scene, where in my early boyhood, where often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, I think it hear it still, at the lip to stream of water that flows down Spantle Hill. She's as fair as any lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. As she's Mag, the farmer's daughter, and the pride of Spantle Hill. So I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the day of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many the time before. The cock he crew in the morning, he crew but loud and shrill. Then I awoke in California, many miles from Spantle Hill.
Yeah. Annam Cara, Hugh Dennehy. Hugh, that was lovely.
Thank you.
Good job, Hugh.
Hugh, I got to ask you, since you're a firefighter, were you a fan of Dennis Leary's Rescue Me show?
I love that show. I did like it, I'll be honest with you. He cracked me up a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I do remember I was talking to my mom about that. You know, I said, man, this Rescue Me is great. And she went, it's absolute filth. It's
Irish
porn, she called it Irish pornography.
No, I just call it reality.
I liked it too. It was a nice show.
It was pretty good. I'm sure that the guys in the firehouse were quoting that show when it came out. See, now you see a show like that, and then you have a show like Chicago Fire that comes out, and that's a soap opera.
Yeah, it's crazy. It seems to be going off the deep end, that's for sure. But they got a lot of fans, man. People love
our
that
good
show.
Friend. Yeah, I mean, our good friend Rich Wilkie. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show a couple times. He's one of the stunt coordinators on the show with Steve Chikorotis, who you were
one of my favorite chiefs that I've ever worked with. Yes,
man, I've never met a guy who didn't like Chikorotis. You know that he's one of the most knowledgeable firefighters.
He knows everything
in the country.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. He was the head of the academy when I was I came on the job.
Yeah.
And he's a really good guy. Just pretty good story. So I was playing rugby at the time, and we had this instructor who was just riding us like crazy, just screaming at us, calling us pieces of garbage. Yeah. We're worthless. We're weak. We're out doing our PT physical training and running. And I go, hey, check, chief.
Yeah.
He looks over. Yeah, what's up, Hugh? I go, let me take him out. He looks at me, and he's like, I promise I won't hurt him.
Yeah.
So sure enough. He gives me the wink, and I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I was playing rugby. I ran after him. I cut him in half from behind, drove his head into the dirt, and I was up and gone. He didn't know what hit him. And it was unbelievable. We had a lot of laughs with that one.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That is a good story.
Now, you know what? We have Rich Wilkie is a fire oak, also was an Oak Park fireman.
Yeah.
And he has million jokes. And I finally said, where do you get all those jokes? I'm a fireman.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, they got quite a repertoire of dirty jokes.
Uh-huh. Now, Hugh, you have a few sons that went to Carmel. Are any of those guys trying to become firemen?
My oldest guy, he's actually at St. Xavier University. He's a sophomore there. He took the test. And he's got a good chance. His grandfather died in the line of duty as a police officer, so he gets a little preference that way.
Sure.
Bill Higgins, his anniversary was the 23rd of March, just passed 40 years ago on the 23rd. So a little shout-out to my Higgins side.
God. Are you a Higgins? I know a lot of Higgins people.
My wife's a Higgins. Joe Higgins was his name.
I heard Herbie Johnson just got some special award posthumously.
They had a badge ceremony at the academy on Saturday.
Oh, no kidding.
So it was a big ceremony. Yeah, he taught me in the academy as well, another legend.
He grew up a block away from me, St. Basil's, the whole Johnson family. Yeah. We were on 56th and Damon. They were a block behind us.
Yeah.
Big family, yeah.
That was a tragedy.
For our listeners, he's a fallen firefighter.
Yeah,
that we're speaking
Johnson,
about Herbie.
He was a captain. Yeah,
When I was at Marquette, I had a girlfriend who had lost her. You remember Scott Gillen?
Oh, yeah. I remember Scotty very well.
Yeah.
With his brother.
Yep. So.
What was
it's a hard job. It's a dangerous job.
I was the girlfriend
We got
involved.
A few inherent dangers spell about it, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it her father? The girlfriend?
It was her stepdad, and he was. There's a law named for him now called Gillen's Law. He was attending to somebody that needed some help on the road, and a guy slammed into him
from behind. Oh. Yeah, so
pinned him.
Oh yeah,
it's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I wanted to get on the fire department. It's hard to get on, man. You said it's like the lotto. Whenever I hear of a guy getting on. My buddy Jimmy Amator, shout out to Jimmy if you're listening. Buddy.
He's a veteran. That's
yeah, he's a guy veterans preference, but he goes, I talked to his wife. He goes, Jim's not around. He's in the academy. I was like, what? I was so mad, jealous. I was like, man, how come I? But I got a.
Which test did you sign up for?
I took the one, not the most recent one, but the one before it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The remedial one.
the one that doesn't matter anymore. Yeah.
Take a break here, Pat.
All right, we'll take a
commercial break.
We're
going to
take a quick commercial break and be back after these seconds.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
And we're back, 1240 AM WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie.
The Hoolies Hoolie!
It's Saturday night. Thanks for jumping on my line, Dad. But we're
you
here
and
on,
I have a different style.
We're here on Thursday nights at Goldie Burgers. Mike Sullivan pointed something out to me. Mike's the host here at Goldie Burgers. Come on by. Never had a bad one. But our good pal, Rick LaFever, is the stunt coordinator in town. He's worked in hundreds of movies.
Yeah.
He's part of the Midwest Stunts crew that consists of our
Didn't
pal,
Didn't he start
Rickey.
The Midwest Stuntman?
Yeah, exactly. But so if you go to the Chicago Magazine, the April issue of the Chicago Magazine, and you pull out to page 83, there's a feature story by Brian Smith called The Stuntman, which is all about how Rick got into showbiz, and it's a pretty cool photo of him with his foot on fire, so I encourage
That's
our listeners
wild.
Yeah, I encourage our listeners to go and check that out. Another note is at Goldie's on Friday, April 3rd, Casey McDonough will be in, and he'll be playing with his group, The Letter Four. So come on out at Goldie's.
Friday,
and,
April 3rd.
That's Friday, April 3rd. That's a hell of a group. And
it's a week from Friday.
Yeah, exactly. That's a don't miss. That's a great show. So come on out Friday, April 3rd at Goldie's. Music usually starts around 8:30, 9 o'clock. Once again, I'm here with Anam Kata. I want to thank you guys for coming in and doing the show.
Coming all the way from the south side.
Coming all the way from the south side, telling some stories about the water wreck, being firefighters, all that stuff's pretty cool.
Where do
you guys got
guys
any gigs
on
coming up?
On the northwest side? Where's that on the northwest side?
It's on Oakton and Elmhurst Road. It's a carry plant.
Oh,
it's
almost in Evanston. Oakton.
Des Plaines.
Okay, yeah, it's way west on, yeah. Okay, so is there a plant there or something, water filtration? Oh,
yeah,
okay, okay. You know, I was with Mike Morley at, our friend Brendan O'Connor owns a joint on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn called Big Guy's Sausage, and they had their annual summer party, and Mike Morley was there, and he met a guy who worked with him at the Stickney filtration plant, and they were talking about the stank. The stank was ever present. And he goes, you just get used to it after a while.
Yeah, you have no choice.
Yeah,
that's one of Frank Kevel over at Kevel's favorite lines to when he introduces himself to people. He always says, Frank Kevel, Stickney, Illinois.
Hey, Stickney, Illinois. Yeah.
There's not a lot of guys who say that.
Well, you know what? They have a great tax base because they pay all the taxes, right?
Yeah. All right.
You're living in the stank, though.
Oh, yeah. So we're heading into the home stretch of the show here. I do want to give my condolences once again to the O'Brien and McPartland
Nancy,
family on the loss of Larry.
Jill.
We're all thinking of
Clay,
you.
Yeah.
Clay, thinking of you, pal. Love you. And we're going to do another number here in a minute. These guys are getting some beers from Una, getting wet in the whistle, getting ready
God
to do a number
her.
Here.
God bless her. So
thank you, Una.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you guys were talking about maybe doing. You want to do something? You want to do a traditional Irish song, or and now you're getting the Jones to maybe do a rock and roll number. Is that what you're thinking?
We stick with the Irish. I mean,
stick with the Irish. That's
but you guys were talking about another Mount Carmel newsman up in Michigan City earlier. I want to give a plug to Brian Brophy, good guy, another Carmel kid. He does the news up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan City. I'm sorry, Michigan City, in Indiana. Yeah.
Good for him.
He's
good
a Carmel kid. Yeah, nice kid.
I know the Brophy name. There's a few of Brophys.
He's a Beverly. He's a Beverly guy.
A Bevrat, as they would say.
Bevrat.
All right. Well, let's do a number, guys. This is Anam Kata. Once again, I'm here with Jim Cloonan, Hugh Dennehy, and Frank Holdman. We'll be right back. Cara. Thank you, gentlemen. You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie, 1240 AM WSBC. For those of you listening, I am always looking to book new guests. If you guys have something to plug, want to come on the show, play some music for our listening audience, hit me up on Facebook at the Hoolies Hoolie or Patty Houlihan. You can find me under both names. Also, you can go to www.freecrack.com. And you
Chicago
can find
and what is it?
Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture is what it stands for. Also, this show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia.
You can learn more about that at HibernianTransmedia.org.
That is correct. Now, I don't have anybody booked for next week yet. Still working on that. But the following week, I have coming on the show is he was on earlier in the year. It's going to be Matthew Francis Anderson. He's going to play a couple of tracks.
Matt Anderson. Yeah, he's terrific.
He's going to play a couple of tracks off his debut album called Blue Line. And he's going to reach out and bring his pal, Father Matt Foley, on the show with him.
Oh, no kidding.
And I believe Matt Foley is going to come on. And
Matt
for those,
he was the inspiration.
But he was Chris Farley's roommate at Marquette, and he's the inspiration behind the Matt Foley character. Well, he's not the inspiration behind the character, but Farley named the character after him his honor. So
the motivational speaker.
Could be a few laughs talking to old Father Matt Foley. He's out. Yeah. He sent me a message. He's the pastor at St. James in Arlington Heights now, so I'm going to reach out to Father Matt. Be cool to get him on. Always funny to hear
about. You guys got
Father.
Any gigs coming up that we can plug in the near future?
Well, we've got the Mark Murphy 30-year wedding anniversary coming up.
All right.
And he's a wrestling coach at St. Rita. Great guy, nice man. Five kids, all have engineering degrees, by the way.
Smart kids.
Anna Kara is available for weddings and stuff like that and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, we goof around, you know, we can fit it into our schedule, you know.
Sure.
We're kind of having a lot of fun.
Give out your number, Jimmy?
You can. I always refer to the days preceding St. Patty's and the days after is the high holy days. We're doing a lot of gigs and having a lot of fun.
You can reach Jim Cloonan at 708. I can't read it. Say it,
I'll
Jimmy.
Read it here.
Yeah.
You got it. Jim Cloonan's at 708-363-5434.
That's correct.
How about one more tune just to play us out?
Yeah,
the end
sure.
Of the show.
Sure.
All right. Once again, I want to thank my listening audience. Dad, thanks for doing the show.
My pleasure.
Next week, Bill will be back with me. And I want to thank you guys again from coming all the way up from the South Side. I know that's difficult to do for Southsiders sometimes. Going past Madison Avenue can cause a nosebleed every now and then. But Hugh Dennehy, I want to thank you. Jim Cloonan, I want to thank you. And Frank Holdman, I want to thank you guys. Thank you, gentlemen. This has been Anam Kara, and this has been the Hoolies Hoolie.
Yeah.